Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia Lapointe. Now, are you experiencing brain brink? Now, you heard me correctly. I said brain brink. Now, let me take you back to this. It was 1994, 4:31 in the morning, and it was Northridge earthquake. My sisters and I were in Northridge at the time, and I remember that we were sitting in the bed, or laying in bed, and then we heard this pow, bam. And what would happen over the next couple of seconds would transform our entire lives. Behind us, the window crashed and broke into pieces, and it fell all on us. The pictures from the wall were thrown in the middle of the room as if someone picked them up and threw them like frisbees. The bed moved to the center of the room. The doors swung off the hinges. We heard the refrigerator turn over and fly across the room as we heard the windows crack and shatter. When the shaking stopped, we exited the building. But upon exit, the shaking started again, and my sisters and I were trying to run down the stairs, and the stairs started to separate from the wall. Fortunately, we were able to get out, and when we got out, we were safe. But that was only after our building collapsed. Now, what we went through was what we call brain brink. It is when chaotic situations happen, and the energy from chaotic situations transforms our brain, and that energy, that particular energy, and the thoughts that go through our brain during that period of time literally shuts down our brain and keeps it from reshaping. Now, I am Olympia Lapointe, and if you know what I talk about, you know I talk about the trier brain, which is the left, right, and center part of the brain that allows people to find answers in their lives. That's what this entire show is about. And so when I recognized that what we were experiencing was brain brink, it is the inability for the brain to unlock itself after a traumatic situation, and it is the inability for the brain to reshape itself to unleash its power. Brain brink. Now, have you ever gone through a traumatic situation? Now, most of us have. And what traumatic situations are very simple. They are events in which bring painful memories that you cannot get out of your head. Every single one of us has gone through some type of traumatic incidents, whether it has been a breakup, whether it's been a divorce, whether it's been an earthquake, whether it has been abuse, whether it has been an injury. These are all different life situations that present us with the inability to remember clearly and with confidence. And these painful memories literally reshape these painful memories stop the brain from reshaping. Now, there's three types of traumas that exist. The first type of trauma would be a single blow trauma. This is like something that just happens one time. This is something in that it would be maybe a car accident, or it may be a broken wrist, or something that happens just one time, and that was what we call like a single blow trauma, something that happens just once. We have a repeated trauma. When people are in really difficult relationships, this is the repeated trauma that is not at all good for the brain. When someone is experiencing neglect as a child, this is the repeated trauma that literally halts the brain. What happens at their In these situations, there's chemicals that are being released from the brain that literally lock the brain up. And the third type of trauma is a natural disaster trauma. These are things in which you have absolutely no control over, no matter what. And when this happens, you are completely in shock. Every single type of situation, you can overcome. But people don't know that. But in every single type of situation, there are such things that happen in the body and in the brain specifically that lock the brain up. There's adrenaline that's released. There's increased heartbeat. There is neurotransmitters that are not functioning correctly. And this is all in the effect of trying to handle such type of chaotic events. So when these chaotic events happen, it actually stops the communication that exists within each part of the brain. Now, to give you a little bit of background, About chaos, and you know me, I'm a mathematician. Chaos is the ability to look at situations and figure out what's the overall purpose that's happening from it. And there's a chaos theory mathematics attempts to describe when situations happen that are not actually in our best interest versus when they are in our best interest and how they all work and play together. And in my next book, and the book that's coming out this August, Answers Unleashed, I talk about this in our chapter 3, Brain Brink. And when we experience these traumatic, chaotic situations, our thoughts, literally, what they do is they take the energy from that situation and it transfers it to either one or two states. It transfers it into a state in which we can actually use this energy to help us get to where we need to go, or can our thoughts can use this energy to take us to a stalled state, a brain brink state, where we are not able to solve problems and we get stuck after the event. Now, the question is, how do you know if you're stuck? How do you know if you've completely overcome a situation versus if you're experiencing brain brink? All right. Now, let's describe the parts of the brain so you completely understand what's going on. The first part of the brain, which let's talk about the logical side. It's the left side of the brain. And so mathematicians, scientists, they use this part of the brain. It is responsible for understanding how physical phenomena happen in the world and how it can be taken and built into new things, innovation. So they take physical concepts of science, that cooks use this, how you have to put together chemistry. Doctors use this, how they have to know the different type of drugs to be able to allow someone to heal. These are types of ways in which the left brain works. The right brain is dealing with the decision-making process and the creativity that we have, the feeling that we have in our system, the way that we interpret feelings, interpret our own feelings, interpret other people's feelings. This is the right side of the brain. And the left side is more analytical, more logical, more step-by-step oriented. And the right side of the brain is more feeling oriented, so we can completely know how we're feeling. Now, both sides of the brain, they operate independently of one another unless you have the center part. And this is what I talk about in the trier brain, the third side of the brain, which I call the faith sector. The faith sector is responsible for connecting the left and right side of the brain together so they both talk. But just like a tree has roots that goes into the ground that is completely solid, and once you have really strong roots, you have a strong tree. Your brain is the exact same way. It has roots. So left and right side is combined by the faith sector, the nervous system. It's the connection of every single part of the brain. It is the connection itself, the physical connection, not only the physical connection between left and right side of the brain, it is also the nervous system. And it is also the energy that comes out of our nervous system that is around us in a field. And I explain this with Einstein's theory of relativity. The energy that is in ourselves and in our body transforms our physical environment. Now, when the brain separates, when it doesn't talk to one itself, when it doesn't allow the left side and the right side to talk to one another, and when it doesn't allow the thoughts to completely transfer energy to all the different areas of the body and the environment, we experience brain brink. And it's what shuts us down. Post-traumatic stress disorder is what we call brain brink. It is when someone is recalling these situations and it locks up the brain. And when someone is unable to have the thoughts that will completely, and the beliefs that will unlock up the brain becomes stuck, and it creates, as neuroscientist Caroline Leaf indicates, it creates this dark mass within the brain that literally it acts like glue that sticks the brain together. And so this brain brink then begins to separate our brain and creates walls in our brain, so it doesn't have the ability to fully connect, not only within itself, but the brain doesn't connect with the body, and then the body doesn't connect with the outside world. So when you're experiencing brain brink, you can experience it three different types of ways. The first way is through what I call the faith disconnect. All right. The faith disconnect is very specific. It is when your ability to connect situations are completely off balance, and you don't have that ability to have faith. Have faith that a situation is going to work out. When you are experiencing pain in the body in certain different areas, this is actually when thoughts are actually trapped. And thoughts are not just within our head, they're actually within our body. And this is what I talk about in my research, is that thoughts actually exist and they are trapped not only in our head, they get trapped in our body and they get trapped around us and it causes us to lock up. And so the three ways that you will know if you're experiencing this type of faith brain lockup and disconnect is quite surprising. Now, are you ready for this? I want you to think about something before I tell you what this is. Can you think about a time in which you completely just lost faith in a certain situation? All right. Then this is what we call out of body, out of faith. Now, out of body, out of faith is the type of situation in which you literally are not, the energy is not in your body. It is not within your field. It is actually, you are completely not present. You are what we call out of body, out of faith. And that is when people are experiencing accidents, they are tripping over things where they're not completely feeling where their limbs are. It is when their faith part of the brain is disconnecting from the organs, the muscles, from the rest of the sides of the brain. And so when you are experiencing a lot of accidents or you feel like you are not, you're not like spaced out, well, that is when you're experiencing a faith brain disconnect. Surprising, eh? The faith brain disconnect is one of the most important things to actually have in the body, because the faith brain is what allows you to connect to the outside world. And when you're not connected to the outside world, you come across major problems. Fearing the past and fearing the future is another form of the faith brain disconnect. When you are constantly thinking about the future or constantly thinking about the past, that's when you know that your faith brain is not completely connected. So if you are constantly figuring out what it is that you're going to wear the next couple of days, or you're constantly thinking about what you said to someone a couple of days ago, that is a sign that your faith brain is not connecting you to being completely present to your immediate environment. Now, the next one actually deals with God. Ignoring God and focusing on you is when your faith brain is disconnected. Now, we are all part of a system called humanity. And the way that the system works is that each one of us has a specific gift that we bring to the world. And when we don't have that particular gift that we bring to the world, we think that we're in isolation. So when we think that we're in isolation and everything it is on us and we don't have any help, or we think we are the only people to be able to get a job done and we're a superhero, that is when you know your faith brain is not being connected. So in any time that you ignore God in the sense of being connected with humanity and you think that everything is all on you, that is a sign that you, your nervous system and the both sides of your brain are not necessarily connecting. All right, there's ways for you to know if your right brain is not completely connecting. Now, it is so amazing because there's times in which we think we have all the answers and we don't. And when we think we have all the answers, we are completely shocked when we find out that we are completely a baby in this, where we have to learn again. And the right brain disconnects are very, very subtle, but they're very meaningful. The right brain deals with your relationships, not only to yourself, your relationship with other people, and your relationship to all humanity and God in this universe. That's basically what this is. And anytime your right brain is disconnected, you experience difficulty in relationships. You experience difficulties in relationships. So the first way that for you to know that something is not happening the right way in your right brain is that you find yourself hiding in you and only seeking in other people. So if you are constantly asking people what they think about your particular, what you plan to do, or finding out their advice in asking every single person what to do instead of yourself, that is meaning that your decision-making process is being altered. Your right side of your brain is not completely functioning and communicating and mapping to the other parts of your body and brain itself. So anytime that you are constantly asking other people what they should do or how they should or how they would handle a particular situation that you're in, that is a sign that your decision-making process, which is a major part of your right side of your brain, is off. The next one is needing drama, lacking self-romance. Our right side of the brain deals with feelings. And so when we can feel how we feel about certain situations, we are completely loving ourselves. It's type of self-romance. And so if you don't have that ability, you are then feeling like you have drama. There's not the love that you want or want to experience. And you start looking at situations on how they're not bringing you love instead of the ways in which you can bring love to yourself. So when people are experiencing the right brain disconnect, they'll often have difficulty in relationships. They're always going to fight with their partner, always going to fight with a loved one. They were always having difficulty in relationships with other people because they are not experiencing the self-love and figuring out what it is that they bring to the table and how to speak up for their own values and beliefs. Because they don't know how to bring these values and beliefs to the table is when they completely look for other people to do it, and they can never be satisfied because only ourselves are able to bring value to our lives. No one else does. So that's where there's always a disconnect between the people that they are always around. So anytime people experience difficulty in relationships and always try and find drama, that is a sign that the right side of the brain is not completely connected. All right. The next part is really fascinating. There is a part of us that deals with how we tackle situations. And when we are expecting a letdown and not directing our holy power, that is when we have a complete right brain disconnect. When we are always expecting a letdown and we are not recognizing that we have power in situations, that is disconnecting ourselves from our own decision-making choices. So when we are always experiencing a letdown and we are not looking at how we in our own decision-making process can shift a situation in itself, when we fail to recognize our own power in a situation of our decisions, that, or when we don't recognize our options and we don't recognize that we have a choice, that is when the right side of the brain is locked up. So if you can ever remember a time in which you didn't necessarily feel you had a choice over a situation, that was a time that your right brain was not completely communicating with the rest of your trio brain. All right. Now there's left brain disconnects. Now, the left brain disconnect is really interesting. The left brain is dealing with how are we going to logically build something and bring it into existence, and how are we actually going to use our resources that will allow us to be able to find answers. So when we do not find answers logically to situations, that's when our left brain is actually disconnected. So the first way we see this disconnect is actually quite funny. The first way that we see this disconnect is quite subtle. It's rejecting logic, but embracing fantasy. Have you ever met someone who thought that they were going to win the lottery? Oh, yes. Well, when I win the lottery, I'm going to buy this house and I'm going to buy this house. And they really thought that they were going to win the lottery. That's when you live in a fantasy world and you're rejecting the logical steps that it takes to actually create something and bring it into existence. When people deal in the fantasy world, they are actually turning off the left side of their brain, which is the logical side. And people who embrace fantasy and do not look at the steps to create something that will happen in their life, that is when their left side of their brain is actually disconnected. Subtracting science and only adding God is another type of how we have the left brain disconnect. If you ever have known somebody to pray and they think that simply by praying that they'll have a particular outcome that will come about, and they don't feel like they're an active participant in making it come about, that is a sign that the left side of the brain is not completely functioning and connecting. Anytime someone is constantly relying on a holy source, a holy power to do every single bit of the work that is required to live in life, that is when someone is experiencing a left brain disconnect. This is when they're not completely knowledgeable of the steps and the resources that it takes to build something into existence. And so they're constantly always handing their power off to someone else. And the last way for you to know that there is a left brain disconnect is overlooking resources and struggling for scraps. When people are in situations where they think that they don't have enough, when they're always competitive, when they're always thinking that they have to be on top, when there's not enough to go around, and you've seen this, you've seen women steal other women's boyfriends, you've seen people fight for the top and be cutthroat in a corporate environment, that is when there is actually a left brain disconnect, surprisingly so, when there is such an imbalance in the type of processing that happens in the logical side of the brain that it comes through as not being able to see the resources that exist in a certain situation, and therefore you constantly think you're stuck. So when we learn to remove these particular types of fears and recognize that we can identify where the source of these beliefs come from, that's when we have the opportunity to change these dysfunctional ways that our brain communicates with itself, so we can actually start connecting our brain so it's no longer in brain brink. I am so excited to always be able to share this information with you. If you have any more questions about any of this, I always welcome you to visit our website, answersunleashed.com, to find out more about Brain Brink. My next book, what you see coming up, Answers Unleashed, is going to deal specifically about what happens with Brain Brink, how our trigger brain works, how we can actually unleash our brain power in 5 simple steps. And I'm so excited to be able to share this information with us because it was years ago, I had a dream, and in this dream, I saw how our brains work, and our brains are so powerful. And my mission is just to be able to share with all of us the beautiful part that we have, a part of each one of us, and how to direct its power. We have such power in our brains that we don't even know that exist. So find me. Find me on Answers Unleashed. Thank you again for tuning into this extra episode that we held here on the Pierce College campus on kpcradio.com. Find me every single week on facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. Comment on the different posts that you see. And always tune into Answers Unleashed. Check out our podcast. Leave comments. Like all of our pages. We are always here to serve you, to help you find the answers that you need to guide you in life. I'm your host, Olympia LaPointe, and it has been my honor to always share with you the answers that need unleashing.